So I have to ask. Graham has left the band then. That's the end of that chapter.
Really? I wonder why he wasn't here.
Yeah, I just wanted your confirmation.
Ah, okay, well, that was what you're saying.
I mean, really, did you need any confirmation?
No, but I have to get it on camera, so you go, yeah. Yeah. Well, not really.
Exactly, that's what you're from.
Okay. The new album, like, is it sort of without Graham being there, if I can touch on this subject?
Graham's on one song. Graham's on the last song, Battery in Your Leg, which was the last time that it really felt brilliant with us all playing together. He didn't leave straight away. When we started the album, he wasn't around, so we started. And then he came back after about two months. And we started playing again, but it just wasn't right. You know, that track was right, and that was what made it even harder. That was some of it was right, but the rest of it wasn't right. And I think the only thing you can take from that is that the time had come for us to kind of pursue different things, and Graham has a different set of reasons for getting up in the morning to me. And I, you know, and I say me because I'm the one who's known him since he was 11, and you know, there's obviously a sense of loss and
loneliness.
Yeah. it's lonely now. Yeah. No, but that's what happened, really. It's a really hard thing to talk about, yeah. You know, because it's something that isn't entirely resolved in our hearts. But it's obviously, you know, is happening. So all we really had, and the only thing that really kept the three of us, the remaining members of Blur together, was that it was really good fun in the studio again. A lot of the problems that we had didn't seem there anymore. That doesn't mean that it was just because Graham left that the problem suddenly evaporated. It was just it's just the dynamic changed, and for some reason that's made it easier.